Excerpt 16.
So we are reading selected excerpts as a preparation to the virtual Congress. Excerpt number 16 from Shamati 36. What are the three bodies in a man? One must think only for the inner body, for it is a clothing for the soul of Kedusha. That means that one should think thoughts that are after one's skin. This means after the body's skin is caught outside one's body, meaning outside one's own benefit, but only thoughts that are benefiting others. And this is called after one's skin. This is so because after one's skin there is no grip for the klipot. For the klipot only hold that which is within one's skin, meaning which belongs to one's body and not outside one's body, caught outside one's skin. That means that they possess anything that comes within the clothing of the body, and they cannot hold anything that is not clothed within the body. When one persists with thoughts that are after one's skin, one is awarded what is written, and when after my skin this is destroyed, then without my flesh I see God. This is the holy divinity, and she stands after one's skin. Destroyed means that it has been corrected to stand after my skin. At that time, one is awarded, without my flesh, I shall see God.
Inclination to dissemination.
Number 17, Bar Sulam, not the time for the livestock to be gathered. This is the meaning of a prayer in public, that one must not exclude oneself from the public and ask for oneself. Not even to bring contentment to one's maker, but only for the entire public. Because one who departs from the public to ask specifically for one's own soul does not build. On the contrary, he inflicts ruin upon his soul. As in all who is proud, for there cannot be one who retires from the public unless with an attire of pride. Woe unto him, for he inflicts ruin on his soul, even doing work when one prays alone. Against his will, he departs from the public and ruins his soul. Thus everyone must gather with all the one's strength into the whole of Israel with every plea to the Creator in the prayer and include himself in...
Okay, let's go.
Number 18, from Noam Elimelech, Likutei Shoshana. One must always pray for his friend, and one cannot do much for himself, for one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment. But when asking for his friend, he is answered quickly. Therefore, each one should pray for his friend, and thus each works on the other's desire until all of them are answered. This is why it was said, Israel are Arevim, responsible for one another. Where Arevim means sweetness, as they are sweetened for each the other by prayers they pray for one another, and by this they are answered. And the essence of prayer is in the thought, since in the thought one's prayer is easily accepted.
Answers, let's continue.
Number 19. Rabash, who hears a prayer? Hears a prayer, there is a question. Why is the prayer written in singular if the Creator hears prayers? As it is written, for you hear the prayer of every mouth of your people of Israel with mercy. We should interpret that we have only one prayer to pray, to raise the Shekhinah from the dust, and by this all the salvations will come.
Between us.
Number 20, from Likutei Halachot, the synagogue rules. The prime ascension of the soul and its completenessness is when all the souls merge and become one. For then they raise to Kedusha, since Kedusha is one. Therefore, the prayer, which is regarded as the soul, depends primarily on the unity of the souls. For this reason, a prayer is mainly in public and not alone. So the one who will not be separated and alone, as this is the opposite of Kedusha. Rather, we must unite the holy congregation together and become one. And this is prayer in public, and specifically in the synagogue, for there the souls gather. This is the completeness of the prayer.
Excerpt number 21, Rabash, letter number 5. You should do more in love of friends. It is impossible to achieve lasting love unless through dvikut, adhesion, meaning that you will unite in a tight bond. This can be only if you try to undress the clothing in which the inner soul is placed. This clothing is called self-love, for only this clothing separates two points. But if we talk, if we walk on the straight path, the two points, which are discerned as two lines that refute one another, become a middle line that contains both lines together.
Okay, keep going.
Excerpt number 22. Rabash, concerning the importance of friends. How can one consider one's friend greater than himself when he can see that his own merits are greater than his friend's, that he is more talented and has better natural qualities? There are two ways to understand this. One, he is going with faith above reason. Once he has chosen him as a friend, he appreciates him above reason. Two, this is more natural, within reason. If he has decided to accept the other as a friend and works on himself to love him, then it is natural with love to see only good things. And even though there are bad things in his friend, he cannot see them. As it is written, love covers all crimes.
23 from Rabash, article concerning the importance of friends. If one has love of friends, the rule in love is that you want to see the friend's merits and not their faults. Hence, if one sees some fault in one's friend, it is not a sign that his friend is at fault, but that the seer is at fault. Meaning that because his love of friends is flawed, meaning that because his love of friends is flawed, he sees faults in his friend. Therefore, now he should not see to his friend's correction, rather he himself needs correction. It follows from all the above that he should not care for the correction of his friend's faults, which he sees in his friend, but he himself needs to correct the flaw that he has created in the love of friends. And when he corrects himself, he will only see his friend's merits and not his fault.
We'll finish soon.
Excerpt number 24 from Rabash, article 30, what to look for in the assembly of friends. Love of friends that is built on the basis of love of others, by which they can achieve the love of the Creator, is the opposite of what is normally considered love of friends. In other words, love of others does not mean that the friends will love me. Rather, it is I who must love the friends. For this reason, it makes no difference if the friend slanders him and must certainly hate him. Instead, a person who wishes to acquire love of others needs the correction of loving the other. Therefore, when a person makes the effort and judges him to the side of merit, it is a sgula, a remedy, a power, a virtue, whereby the toil that a person makes, which is called an awakening from below, he is given strength from above to be able to love all the friends without exception.